Welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
Fantasy football expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hi, everybody.
And me, Craig Hazel. We are in the middle of a double game week, the penultimate double game week of the season. So although we don't have the final scores of the week, we've got a pretty good idea with a few games to go. And as we record, Brighton are playing Spurs. So even though you'll know the score, we'll be talking about it as it goes along in what is so far a disappointing week for Harry Kane. But by this point, he could have scored four goals. Who knows? It's weird when we do it in the middle of a game.
I can't
believe
Brighton won.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Imagine if I said that and then it actually happened. Oh.
Plus, we don't know whether it's going to be a good week for him or not till a few weeks after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that?
So he'll probably just retrospectively claim all the goals anyway.
That's true.
Oh, good point. Hey, that's good. Satire.
Yeah.
Current affairs. Topical.
Yes.
There was a lot of that going on.
Yeah, a lot of that.
But he hasn't scored as yet, as we check. No. And a lot of people captained him, didn't they?
A lot of people have captained young Harry Kane so far. Yeah, he's done nothing. But then to be fair, a lot of the big captain choices haven't done anything as we speak. We need to say that constantly. As we speak, or so far.
Well, it's just because some smart ass will go, "Oh, you got that wrong." It's like, yeah, well, you know, you can't travel in time, mate. Ash is working on it.
Yeah.
But so far, nothing in the time travel.
Oh, are we saying we can't? Yes, we cannot travel in time.
Yeah, good one, Ash. Good one, Ash.
Keep that to yourself.
Exactly. But yeah, we will have a look at the scores in the game week so far. Southampton went 2-0 up against Chelsea and then threw it away. And lost 3-2. And that man, that handsome, handsome man, Olivier Giroud.
Beautiful boy. I felt like sort of like a scorned ex-boyfriend when I watched him and his beautiful face scoring that goal. As an Arsenal fan, it was tough to watch. Super sub though, isn't he, the lad?
He's so underrated. It's unbelievable.
He's so good. I love it.
We say that all the time.
I know.
We have said that.
Someone texted me and said when he scored, they said you always say he's underrated.
Who was that?
My brother.
My brother.
So, yeah. I still think
one of my best mates texted me and was like, "God, we should hang out more. You're the best." Who was it? My brother.
My wife.
My wife. Yeah, you should see me more. Stop going to Amsterdam in the last minute, Ash.
I still think it's madness that Arsenal let him go.
Oh, mate, tell me about it. Look who we've got up front, for fuck's sake.
And like, he should have been like, there is a club like Arsenal should be able to accommodate Lacazette, Aubameyang, and Giroud.
But they couldn't accommodate him when they didn't have anybody.
Well, that's it, exactly. He wasn't getting enough game time.
They had no one, and he'd just come on. And he'd just come on and score all the time.
Yeah.
Such a good player. And you can tell that because he keeps Lacazette out the French side a lot of the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a lot of people were saying that when we had Lacazette and we were bringing him in.
Madness. But yeah, two for Giroud, one for Hazard. And that kind of looked like Southampton, they're in trouble, aren't they? I mean, Huddersfield also have a tough run, but you felt like at 2-0 up, you kind of saw the light at the end of the tunnel with Southampton. Then out of nowhere... Mark Hughes looks doomed, but
I don't know. His little fish face just dropped, didn't it?
There must have been quite a lot of people who had Alonso and Hazard who were fucking well pleased when that got turned around.
Well, can I say that Tommy's tip, just put the tip in, of last week was Hazard. Thanks very much, if you
was
mind
it?
Me saying.
Was it?
Yeah.
I tend to only remember mine if they come off.
Well, there you go.
Did you hear the news about perpetual overpriced disappointment Alonso?
A retrospective ban
has been...
As we speak, we don't know.
No, it's
is it just come in now?
Yeah.
Breaking news. That's breaking news on the Gaffer Tapes.
On the fax machine. The Gaffer Tapes fax machine.
Yeah. What's...
that's really, a lorry reversing into the fax machine.
Yeah, that's his wheelchair just going backwards.
It is a breaking story.
So it may change
by the time you hear this. But at the moment, two-match ban. And I think it'll probably be before the next game.
That's a great caveat to put on anything we say tonight, Ash, as well. This might have changed by the time you listen to this.
Yeah.
Just in case we fuck up.
But that's not true. That's true every week. Not just because we're recording in the middle of a game week.
Yeah, no, more so now because the things we're talking about at the future.
Yeah.
This stuff is like, yeah.
We kind of are time travellers. I've always said that.
Yeah, everything is the future if you think about it.
Yeah. But before we get too philosophical, let's talk about bloody Burnley Leicester. Burnley beat Leicester 2-1. Vardy getting another goal. Even though it's a consolation goal, fantasy football, that don't matter. He is getting points.
He loves a consolation goal recently. 17th of the season for that boy.
Great return.
He was in a lot of teams. Long and Wood scored for Burnley.
Yeah.
Wood again, brilliant. We never made the joke Long Wood. Can I?
Yeah.
Can I make that joke now? I've got Long Wood.
Yeah.
Or something.
If Alonso can get a retrospective ban, I think we can make a retrospective dick joke.
Yeah.
Let's make a retrospective dick joke. Yes.
A retrospective.
Have you never made a retrospective dick joke, mate? Grow up.
Get
with the 20th century nan.
Yeah.
Or something. But Kane, you're not called Kane, you're called Craig. Craig, that was just a retrospective joke. Craig, you captained Vardy, I believe. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Kane, did you? Oh, keep calling him Kane. Craig, did you captain Vardy?
I did captain Vardy, and I like you calling me Kane.
I just called you Kane twice. Sorry, I'm just looking at something that says Kane on it, and I can't concentrate.
I'm okay with it. It depends which Kane you're referring to me as.
Kane the wrestler, but his current form, where he's just a bit podgy and sad and doesn't have much to
do. Is he the corporate guy anymore? He was corporate Kane for a while, wasn't he?
God, don't. What a way to ruin a really good character.
But enough about wrestling. I did captain Sir Jamie of Vardy.
Vardy. And I think that's a great shout, mate.
Yeah.
Loves a goal, doesn't he?
It was a last-minute gut decision, and it was between Kane, Pogba and Vardy. And I just thought... I don't know why, because I'm all about, you know me, I'm about big players in big games. The Spurs City one, I thought, you know, there's no reason he wouldn't score, but Vardy just looks like a guy who, even though Leicester haven't got much to play for, he doesn't give a shit, does he? He's too stupid to think that. He goes 100 mile an hour constantly.
It's going to be amazing on any other business next week when they're like, I can't believe you guys were talking about what a good decision Vardy captain was moments before Kane scored 7 goals.
Luckily, by the time we finish the pod...
Oh, well, no.
Yeah.
Well, no. But then, as we've said before, only 30% of podcast listeners get to the end of a pod. And funnily enough, 70%. Right?
Yeah, weirdly that. By that point, Jamie Vardy will have been sent off for bottling Mark Hughes with a WKD blue. And it'll have been a terrible decision. But for now, you've got to think, if he scored a goal away to Burnley, that was the tough game. He's now got a home tie against Southampton, who are pretty demoralised. I fancy him for a couple of goals there.
I do. I must say, when I looked at your team, I fully expecting you to have captained Kane.
Yeah, because you don't have him,
Because I don't have him. And you didn't. I thought, fucking hell, that's all right. Because I do have Vardy myself. So I thought, well, what's the most you're going to get? Double those points, which I'm getting anyway. So I was quite happy with that. But then, to be fair, you probably have made the right choice.
Well, at the moment, but who knows? There's still time to go.
Who knows?
As Spurs are playing Brighton, and Brighton obviously played in the most made-up derby in the history of football, as Palace beat them 3-2 with my boyfriend Wilf Zaha, as Tom calls him, getting two goals.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot to mention that it was Ash's boyfriend Tadic scored in the first game, Southampton Chelsea.
He did, that's true.
All boyfriends are scoring.
Is Giroud your boyfriend? Fuck
and
off.
Giroud's my boyfriend. No, I could get Giroud. You said I couldn't fuck Giroud if I
you
went to
your get
boyfriend.
Giroud.
Your boyfriend's obviously Welbeck.
A little bit Welbeck.
You couldn't get Giroud.
Shaqiri. A little bit Shaqiri, because he looks a bit like me, apparently. Brighton, amazing game.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. And, your boyfriend Zaha smashed it. He was incredible in that game.
He's such a good player. I really wish England hadn't let him go.
I really wish he would return my calls.
It was one of those classic ones where he signed for Man U, even though he hadn't really yet kind of, you know, developed as a player totally. And he gets called up for England for a friendly. And then he goes back to Palace and England let him go to Ivory Coast. And now he's fucking brilliant.
Mm. Yeah.
So good. Very frustrating.
Yeah, very good. And Milivojevic with 2 assists.
Yeah.
And that was after we called him selfish, because we realised last week he didn't have any assists. He had 9 goals, whatever it was. No assists.
Obviously a listener.
Yeah. So we called him selfish and he thought, do you know what? I'm going to rise to the occasion like the proverbial salmon, if you don't mind me saying. And I managed to crowbar that in the first 10 minutes just for the hardcore out there. That's nice.
Weird, because Milivojevic is... It does mean salmon in his native
tongue. Does it? In his native tongue. What's his native tongue? Yeah.
It's the country he's from.
Oh, the country he's from.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Milivojevic. Yeah, it means salmon.
Yeah.
Salmon. Ash, are you Googling where Milivojevic is from?
I am not, no. Because we all know.
It's a funny old language, Welsh, isn't it?
It really is.
But yeah, he did get two assists, and he's on, you know, people like me who free hit and put double game week players across their team. He got 9 points. He sat on my bench.
I must say, I did notice your bench is particularly...
I know, Foster 9 points and Milivojevic. But do you know what? Realistically, Milivojevic would have come in for... Like Foster's on 9 points, but my keeper's got another game to play, so it'll only end up being a 2-3 point deficit.
Yeah, so that's true.
You'd hope, anyway. Who knows? But you'd hope so.
Glenn Murray, his 12th goal of the season. Brilliant. Right, the last... Was it the end? Was it the last knock-ins? I think it potentially was, wasn't it? Yeah, another goal for him. Literally off the fucking line, wasn't it? Just, yeah, it was basically going in. I think it was dunk, actually. Basically going in anyway. Oosh!
And he, oh, yeah. Well, yeah, yeah.
Just going in.
He was like, yeah, I got it.
He's like, yeah, it's me. Cheers. Yeah, I don't think Dunk realised, actually. Dunk was like, hey, celebrating. Yeah. But, you know, Glenn Murray didn't do that whole, it be me thing like Kane did.
Well, because he actually did score it.
Because he actually did make contact with the ball. Yeah. Satire again. Current affairs.
It's 12th league. He missed a penalty earlier in a couple of weeks ago as well. He's missed a couple of this season, so he could be on more. But I'm all for shithousery stealing goals. The worst one I've ever seen is David Nugent. One cap, one goal for England. Absolutely robbed a goal that was going in off Jermaine Defoe.
Classic.
Half a yard out. I think even Nugent knew, I'm never playing for England again. I'm having this. And belted it in from half a yard and fair play, fuck it.
Love it when people do it and they're offside.
But that is stupid. But, you know, Nugent was playing like a competition winner. It's like, fuck it, you might as well do it. I don't blame him. And he was right because he never played for England again. Huddersfield beat Watford 1-0. Tom Ince getting a goal. I don't think anyone's got him. It's one of those games where really, apart from maybe Losso in goal, who got a couple of saves and a clean sheet, not really much representation for Huddersfield or Watford in your teams, is there?
Well, I've got my boy. Well, come on, we're saying he's my boyfriend. Kiko, isn't it? Kiko Firmino.
You've got so many boyfriends.
And once, I'm a slut. I was counting my tits again with him. I was like, 6 points in the bag from that lad. Fucking keep doing it, man. Watford keep conceding really late. But it was nice. Like you watch it. Everyone was like, that goal meant a lot to Huddersfield for Ince to score that right at the end. And I remember Ince was quite a big pick very, very, very early in the season, like game week one. He was in a few teams. I think maybe because people knew who he was. They were like, I want to get some cheap Huddersfield players in. And people knew who Ince was, perhaps.
He's been that player for a while now that, he was that potential. When he left Liverpool and he went down to the Championship, I think for Derby, he played very, very well. He turned down a move to Inter, I believe, to sign for Hull. And then on his dad's advice. And he was always the next big thing, much like Zaha. But he never quite, I don't know.
He turned down a move to Inter?
Yeah, to sign for Hull.
Because Paul played for Inter.
Yeah, I think it was Inter. Unless it maybe was somewhere in Italy. Turned down an Italian move. But Paul Ince did play for
Inter. Played for Liverpool and Inter, like his dad.
But yeah, I think for a while, a lot of fans were kind of laughing at Liverpool for ever letting him go. But
yeah,
as it happens. I should just say, before we move on to the next game, the Spurs-Brighton game, that's going on right now, is 1-1 in the 48th and 50 minutes. Shit, there were two goals.
Who scored?
Harry Kane scores in the 48th with an assist by Son.
Hello, I'll have a bit of that, Sonny Jim.
And then Brighton get a penalty. And I think you know who scored it.
Yeah.
Pascal Gross, my midfielder, Bosch.
What? No.
That's who scored it. I haven't had a chance to see the lineup, so maybe Murray wasn't playing, but Gross scores the penalty, which means that dropping Milivojevic wasn't so bad. Tommy's worried. Tommy is
slightly
worried,
slightly.
Is for sure.
Gross took it.
Another relegation scrap. Swansea are in one, and they played Everton. 1-1, a late-ish equaliser from Swansea, I believe. But a big result for them, 1-1. It was Jordan Ayew. He was Ashes kind of tip for quite a while mid-season for the value. Gets another goal and Carl Norton own goal. But he's been good. He's been good value this season, hasn't he?
Yeah, we've said all along. I thought he'd be good this season. And you were saying he's sort of a bit of a workhorse. Or are you talking about Norton?
No, I'm talking about Jordan Ayew.
I think he is good, especially when him and his brother are there.
Yeah,
it's quite good. I like that kind of thing.
Are you two brothers?
You love it. You've got a big thing about brothers playing together. We know that.
Yeah.
There's something nice about it, isn't there? There's something they should make a film about it or something.
Yeah.
He does love that. Are they your favourite brothers play together? I love that this secret ash fact. I really love it.
It's just stuff he likes. He doesn't like a lot of stuff. He really likes. I just love it when brothers play together, guys. Yeah. Come on.
Ash, do you play the Footballing Brothers the board game? Is that what this is?
If it existed, I would.
That's a good idea.
The Ayews versus the Nevilles versus the Charltons.
Someone asked me once. Someone was talking about fantasy football.
They said, "Ash, who's your favourite footballing brothers?"
Yeah. They said, "Do you love footballing brothers or do you hate footballing brothers?" And you said, "Well, here's an interesting thing. Here's an interesting thing that I'll tell you."
No, they said they were talking about how you pick your team, and I said, "Well, if there's two players and they get on really well, I put them in my fantasy team together." And they were like, "No, you wouldn't, would you?" And I was like, "Yeah, well, obviously."
Well, just like, so they've got company or something.
Yeah, like if they get on, they've got like a really good...
Because they'll play better as fantasy football players, or just it's nice to have them because they're like mates. And what I do is I make sure they're next to each other.
Because they'll be better as fantasy football players.
Right, okay, that makes more sense than what I thought you were saying. Yeah. Just so because, they weren't lonely.
But if they're like buddies in real life.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like brothers.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much we can go into that. But yeah, sure, why not? But anyway, Jordan Ayew gets a goal. His brother doesn't, but they are very happy together. Liverpool beat Bournemouth 3-0. Three goals, three usual suspects. Mane, Salah, always Firmino.
Always the same. You know, I did a little bit of research. Not really research, just counted. Those three, Mane, Firmino and Salah, combined 55 goals, 27 assists. Those three lads.
Yeah, yeah, nice. In the league. Apparently in all competitions, it's 81 or 82. It's around that.
Wow. Really? Fuck. That's mad, huge. Isn't it? And Salah gets his 30th goal. Closing on Shearer's record of 31 goals in a 38-game season. Because I remember when Andy Cole, that was always my little trivia question, was Andy Cole scored 34 Premier League goals. But I'm guessing that was in a season when there was 40 teams.
Yeah. How many teams?
Must have been... Sorry, 40. Sorry, 40 games.
Like, you know, the 80-game season. Woof. Yeah, no,
yeah, sorry.
This is long. Yeah, they must have been
42-game season, yeah.
But 31 can't be the highest score.
Shearer's, yeah. 30, well, it's 31. It's Shearer, Ronaldo, and
Kevin Phillips?
No, Suarez. Did you say Dave Benson Phillips?
No, Kevin.
No, it's...
Yeah, do you remember that time he put Alan Shearer in the gunge tank?
Yeah, get your own back on this. Wah! He was mad, wasn't he? I knew a lad who went on Get Your Own Back.
No.
Got his football manager and dunked him at the end. So.
Yeah.
I've got a story about that, actually.
Yeah. Have you got a story about that?
Yeah, I went away to Manchester and Sue Baker was there and it was very similar.
Do you know what? I have been saying that. It's obviously, this is the Game Week 35 podcast, which means it is nearly the end of the season and it is nearly time for my traditional Lee Sharp anecdote.
It's a good one.
New listeners to the podcast this season won't know that every end of every season, I tell my fantastic traditional Lee Sharp anecdote. And it is a belter.
It's a humdinger, isn't it? It really is a humdinger. Yeah,
every
of a story.
Season, every Game Week 38 podcast, it goes out with me. With me doing that, so something to look forward to, isn't it? Something to keep listening to if you're new to the pod. Something
exactly
exciting.
So moving on, Liverpool 3-0 assist there. We didn't mention actually Oxlade-Chamberlain, who's looking better and better just the season's ending, and Alexander-Arnold with the assist. And then the kind of big Saturday game was Spurs-Man City. Obviously, Spurs playing again now, but they lost 3-1 to City. Christian Eriksen getting a goal and keeping it.
Scrappy old goal though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Got come off him twice to go in, but you know.
Oh, that was even better because they stopped paying getting the assist.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I watched it just thinking, oh God, this is going to be an OG. I thought it had bounced back and hit the defender and I was livid. And then thankfully it came off Eriksen, who I obviously have.
Livid. Oh, someone's taking it a bit seriously. Someone wants to beat me. No, he was livid.
Oh, no, livid because I've got in my other mini league.
Yeah.
I've lost to you, but I haven't lost to you.
Lobster and Nosh.
Yeah, the Lobster and Nosh Shop League.
Lobster and Nosh, yeah.
And then City's goals. Who got City's goals?
Jesus, Sterling and Hacksaw Gundogan with a penalty. Didn't see him stepping up with the for the penner.
I know. They're just cruising, aren't they?
He's going to start doing weird shit now, isn't he? Like putting company up front or something.
Yeah. The thing is, let me just find out how much he costs. Because Aguero is out for the rest of the season, isn't he?
Is he?
He is. He's in surgery now, as we speak.
He's in surgery now, as we're... Breaking news. That's breaking news.
Yeah.
It's the second piece of breaking news tonight.
So he's in surgery for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
So I presume they may as well just play Jesus between now and the end of the year.
Jesus, definitely. And do you think Haxor Gundogan is worth a look? He's got 2 goals in 2 games and he's had 2 starts in his last 2 games as well.
Well, I mean, they have. I mean, no spoilers, but they have won the league now. So
well, exactly. They've won the league. They should be stripped of it for the video they did.
Oh, God. Everyone's been saying that was bad. Ash hasn't seen it. Ash doesn't look at it.
Oh, they released a porno.
They released virtual reality porn.
Patreon podcast.
And in 2 months, when you get that particular episode of the Patreon podcast, you're going to laugh retrospectively, which is how we like to laugh on this podcast.
But yeah, Haxor Gundogan, he's only 5.3 million. And as we've said, now they've won the league, like, fuck knows what they're going to do. Maybe he'll carry on starting because there's a benefit from giving him more game time.
They can do whatever they want, can't they, to be honest?
So, they have nothing to play for in anything now. So.
No, exactly. So he might be a bit of a cheeky pick midfield because obviously he's part of their future plans, but he hasn't actually got many minutes this season.
They're not left. Are they left in anything?
No. They're in the FA Cup, I think. No,
they're out. So if they're not left in anything, he's still going to give the big players a little run around, isn't he? We've still got 5, 6, 7. So they've still got five games left.
It's going to be a tricky one, isn't it? But at 5.3 million, I might give him a bash.
I think.
Jot that down. I can know that
as well. I reckon Jesus.
Yeah.
Just silence. Jesus.
Yeah.
For the rest
of
the season. Well, they've got Swansea, West Ham, Huddersfield, Brighton, Southampton. Although all those teams basically want to not get relegated. So. Maybe we'll go the other way.
I know not wanting to not get relegated, but against City, it just doesn't matter.
If they're going to play Phil Foden and the bloody kids.
They can't play Phil Foden's kids. He's only 19 himself. That's ridiculous.
But I mean, if they mega rotate.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't they really?
Remind me again, what is the mega rotate? I was never.
I was on it. I already came up with something.
It's a mega rotate.
It's where you take all the brothers, you get Yaya.
You get them and you get them to swap clothes.
And
tell stories about when they used to bath together as kids.
That's the That is it. That's like Ash's favourite Edinburgh show.
You would love that. Yeah. Oh, that would be fantastic.
Oh, let's produce that show. I'd be up for that. Yeah, I work in telly. Let's do it. Footballing siblings.
Bathing with siblings. I like
Trevor McDonald bathing with siblings. We could do that. We could make that work.
That's not Trevor McDonald, is it? Moving on
to Sunday. Newcastle beat Arsenal 2-1. Lacazette getting a goal for Arsenal, but Matt Ritchie, who is I bloody love Matt Ritchie, and Ozzy Perez getting a goal and an assist.
Perez is on fire.
Perez, 3 goals in a row. No, yeah. 3 games in a row. He has scored goals in those games.
That is still the same thing.
Consecutively.
All the same thing. Yeah. And that's 3 different ways of saying exactly the same fact.
It's a hat-trick of goals across 3 games.
He scored a goal in the game next game. Yeah. Right, he scored a goal. And then for the 3rd game in a row, 1, 2, 3, and then scores a goal. So just 1 goal in each game.
They should come up with a word for that.
Yeah.
They
should he scored a triplet of goals.
A triplet
across.
Of goals. It's like a hat-trick across 3 games. Yeah. A hat-trick across 3 games, I think it's called.
Yeah.
7, 12, and 12 points for him. He's still 5.3 mil and 2.2% picked.
All right, Statty McGee.
Which is nice. Lacazette scores his 11th goal, and I didn't realise he'd scored so many.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think Lukaku's only on about 14, isn't he? And Lacazette's got 11. Unbelievable.
Next 2 weeks, Newcastle have got Everton and West Brom. So he's not an awful option, is he?
He's not an awful option. Is this Craig being a little bit, it's not awful. I probably wouldn't do it myself, but it's not awful, is it?
I'm obviously just trying to, professionally put opinions across and options on a podcast, mate. It's not just about trying to beat you.
Yeah,
we're bigger than this mini league, all right?
Nothing's bigger than this mini league.
Nothing is bigger.
Burnley, I think, could now catch Arsenal. We are shit and we deserve 7th.
Yeah, what is going on?
Fuck knows. I thought we picked it up and we turned it around a bit.
I said a couple of weeks ago that I had 3 Arsenal players and it was a disaster.
Yeah, but it worked out well for you. You're wrong.
No, it's worked out well, and I think it's still well. We've got West Ham next.
The problem is, Ash, Arsenal have only about 3 players right now. That is the issue. Yeah, you just happen to have had
that's
them.
The problem. And you're playing a team like Newcastle, and they just fucking wanted it, man. We're just coasting. We're like, well, we ain't getting 5th. We probably, before that game, thought, well, Burnley probably won't catch us.
They're in great form, Newcastle, and especially since John Joe Shelby's turned it on in the last kind of 10-12 games. It's been brilliant.
So yeah,
they started to look very good.
Yeah, I I think that's what it was. They just wanted it more. They just want to avoid the drop. And I think obviously,
well, they're nowhere near it. They're now in tenth, and like the way they played is pretty impressive for a team.
Yeah, but that bottom of the table is tough. Though. Yeah, they haven't been safe very long.
Really, they could have like 2-3 games ago. They could easily, if it had gone the other way, yeah, and they had lost 3 in a row, they could easily have been dragged out.
I think that it seems like they've got a little bit more to play for. Than
but they
us,
looked they look decent. Sad. Benitez has done a good job, if you ask me.
Yeah, they love him there, didn't they?
But and then the big, that was a bit of a shock as Arsenal lost to Newcastle. But Man United handed City the title in the most unspectacular way.
If I'd thought about it and realised that them losing would hand City the title, it was obvious what they were going to do.
You thought that they were.
Oh, yeah. Like, you stop them winning at your ground.
Yeah.
And then just let West Brom beat you to...
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, hand them the title.
West Brom, bottom of the league. Right, so obviously, I captain Lukaku. I know we had so many people tweeting us their teams. They've triple captain Lukaku. Yeah. This was the fucking game week. And nothing. 1-0 West Brom, United lose the league against the bottom of the table. Rodriguez scores, and he's hit a bit of form.
Three and four for Rodriguez, and he's...
3-4, man.
For an absolute sinking ship. So that's like 7 goals this season. And
sinking
yet,
shit, did you just call
no,
him?
No, I didn't, but that would be fair.
Sinking shit.
And they're just another... He's another English player who should be in the England squad ahead of Danny Welbeck. It's Jay Rodriguez, 3 goals in 4 games, 7 for the season.
Yeah.
Which obviously isn't great, crazy. But yeah, a bit of an anticlimax for the way to win the title, though, isn't it?
It is a bit, yeah.
Man City have played so well; they've been so good this season. They deserved a moment to win it on the pitch, but they had that chance and they blew.
Well, they fucked it, and so you know, I suppose that's kind of the Premier League's way, isn't it? Mm. In a way, you know, it is the best league in the world.
It's funny because it's given Mourinho in the end, it's given him something, hasn't it? Mm. Like he's really fucked him over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll come out like, I did a dump at base.
Yeah.
He's French now.
Yeah,
he's very French. Yeah. I did a dump at base. I wanted to do.
He's a French. No, he is a French robot.
Yeah, he's a French, yeah. Didn't you know
he's
that?
The French guy from Blackadder, isn't he?
Yeah. He is. I think that's where I was going. Yeah. Some French guy from Blackadder. You warthog. It's the warthog. And then the final game, West Ham 1, Stoke 1. Yeah. Old school picks, Crouchy and Carroll with the goals.
I know.
If you don't mind me saying.
Funny because they showed them. From? They were like chatting to each other the whole way through the game. I don't know if you saw it. Like on the sideline.
Crouchy and Carroll.
Like warming up together. And then they came
just
on
being,
both
just
scores.
Just being lads, just shouting
just
at
being
birds,
like,
probably.
You're a tall Englishman, aren't you? I'm a tall Englishman.
That's weird. You don't get many minutes nowadays, do you? No, I don't either. Got a decent scoring record for England, though, haven't we? Yeah. What's going on? Shagging any models at the moment? Yeah.
Loads
of stuff going on.
Does
your surname begin with a C? Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
Every
me
Englishman,
too.
No matter how old or injured, is to go to goal. By the way, I'm free for the summer. Carroll gets one. Crouch gets one. Michael Ricketts will score. Steve Claridge will bang one in the Sunday League, and they'll all get called up.
Why not?
Funniest thing of the weekend on Twitter was after Crouch scored that goal, some Stoke fan tweeted him and went, "Crouchy, love you for that goal. I'll stop wanking over your wife now." And Crouchy replied, "Thanks, mate."
Crouchy's amazing on Twitter.
He's
Crouchy's
so funny.
So funny.
He's a very funny guy. But
he's a good lad. We'll have to get him on the pod one time.
Yeah, he's asked, doesn't he? Bless him.
Yeah, well, apparently he does play fantasy football. Better not say that because other people try to steal him. From us. He's our boyfriend. Leave him alone.
Crouch has been stolen. That would be a great
thing.
Yeah. But yeah, 1-1 West Ham Stoke. Stoke went 1-0 up. And again, a team who desperately needed points. And West Ham really put a bit of a dent in their survival hopes.
Yeah.
I think they'll go down.
Well, they're level on Southampton now, aren't they?
It's all very tight. It's Huddersfield, Swansea, Southampton, Stoke really are kind of in...
Well, even West Brom aren't that far away, are they?
They're not, but I think they'll... Because obviously that Man United win was so unexpected, but I still think they're done for. Like, bookies have paid out on West Brom going down, I think.
Really?
It's a long way between them and Swansea, I suppose, isn't it?
Stoke, like, favourites, and then the bottom three as it stands are the three favourites to go down, but it's that Swansea are the factor in there, aren't they?
Yeah, they've looked a lot better, haven't they, I suppose... Oh, God, they're all pretty useless, aren't they? I mean, you think, like, Palace and Swansea, Huddersfield, like, have all looked okay at points during the season, haven't they?
Huddersfield started very well, yeah, and then
they didn't concede a lot of goals at all.
No, but they don't have a nice run in either. So that's been at the back of their minds. I think they knew they needed to get points on the board at a certain point because their run-in's not nice.
I think when this always happens, like, every few seasons, three teams come up from the Championship and do relatively well.
Yeah.
And then you start getting some real big names going down.
Yeah, well, it's all about the ones, and Swansea did it when they came up. Bournemouth, it's all about setting a strong home record. Points at home when you're newly promoted is like so important, and Burnley did it so well, and it carries forward. And then as you survive, you start to learn how to get points away from home, but you've really got to get those points at home. But Carver Howe's done a good job of Swansea. I'd like to see them stay up, to be honest. I quite like Swansea.
Yeah, but, definitely.
I'd happily see Southampton, Stoke and West Brom go down, because like Ash said last week, Southampton are a club, if they go down, there's some good... The likes of like Ward-Prowse, there's a few young lads there. There's some good players that are going to have to move, and it's quite exciting.
There's a continental footballer that plays for Southampton. I wouldn't mind seeing it at West Ham.
I'm sure you wouldn't mind seeing Yoshida. not European or continental, is he? But there you go. He's from a continent, just not the right one.
Probably. We all are, aren't we?
Well, exactly. Incontinent. I don't know if that's it.
Incontinent.
But obviously, it's the double game week. Brighton are playing Spurs as we speak. 1-1 still, by the way. And then Bournemouth, United, Burnley, Chelsea, and Leicester, Southampton. And that relegation fight will really be, we'll get a good indication of what's going to happen if Leicester do beat
Southampton. The more I think about it, the more I think that captaining Vardy was a shrewd move on your behalf, Craig.
Yeah, well, at the moment, it's kind of Kane's obviously on same point, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Yeah. But,
all right, let's not go down about it, mate. We've all made captain choices. Let's hear the top 10 just before we go. The top 10 of the Gaffer Tapes League. Craig, if you want to do the old rundown, the old side.
No problem. As it stands, top 10, obviously.
Yeah.
In 10th place, it's George Michael's Tackle. In 9th place, it's the Ultimate Fitness CrossFit Beast, Darren Carroll. In 8th place, it's Jeremiah Johnson, JJ. In 7th place, Fabian Assman.
Oh.
That sounds new. In 6th place, it's the 420 Fedora Fanatics. In 5th place, down to 5th, it's Charlie Bryan with It's Up for Grabs Now. In 4th place, it's our very own,
holy
the Gaffer Tapes Ash.
Fucking shit. And granted, this is the top 10 so far, and it is likely to change, caveat. But, mate, 4th in the Gaffer Tapes League.
And only 8 that points off incredible. 3rd place.
And we're talking several thousand people in this league, Mother Hubbard.
We are, really indeed. Good. And he's only that's 8 points really off 3rd place, which is Cruise Control, Stevie Sunshine.
Still... haven't taken a point yet.
Still haven't taken a point.
Fucking ruin it.
That's what
I think I could do better if I had been taking points.
Oh, really?
I think maybe the thing is to not take any points yet until the last.
Or maybe set yourself a limit, like you're only allowed to take 5 all season.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Everything in moderation, including moderation.
Correct. Well
that
said.
That is it. Second place, Steve Clifty. Clifty's middling 11.
That old Cliff Pack.
And 18 points in the lead. It's still FPL, Joe Stone, Romancing the Stone. For fuck's sake, Ake, are you blind? Who
Sharon Stone.
A betting man would say that old Stoneface is going to take it.
Apparently they're already paying out on it.
Yeah, Stonefish. They're paying out
Stonefish
on Stonefish.
Rebecca.
That's already.
I wonder what his...
His brother's called. I wonder if he's close with him.
Steve. That Steve Stone, ex-Portsmouth footballer.
Yeah.
He's bench
Steve Stone played for England as well, didn't he, Steve Stone?
He's gone heavy. He's captain's game. He's gone the full Chelsea, Leicester, Tottenham... Burnley route. So it'd be interesting.
Interesting.
Oh, he took a 4-point hit this week.
Our positions. So, Ash, it's worth at this point saying that you're bench boosting currently on 52 points. I am also bench boosting. I'm sitting at 447. I'm still seeing green arrows, even though I'm not having a very good game week. I'm on 45 points on a bench boost, which isn't ideal. Craig, free hit this week, and he is 726. He's 43 points. That was earlier, so obviously he's going to be on more than that now.
With, 58, mate.
58, there we go. Oh, whereas I'm probably sitting on about 50 or so, which isn't ideal, but we'll see. Dominic Monaghan, 769th, 15-click wanking, and Asmir Begovic, 1,321st in the Gaffer Tapes League, 26-click wanking, but he had a little green arrow, bless him. Which is nice
and,
to see.
And a tough double game week for Asmir, and you know, we won't be too mean on him.
No.
But yeah, that is all the standings in the Gaffer Tapes League. The league is now closed for this season. If you're listening and didn't join, then you can join all afresh next season. But we, due to public demand and pressure, we crumbled and closed that league because people kick off. But next season we start from scratch, obviously. Coming up in part 2, it's the social segment. We go through all your comments, questions and any other business. And in part 3, we look ahead to game week 35. Spurs-Brighton will be tied up by then. And of course, it's the latest instalment of Tom versus Ash in the Gaffer Tapes quiz. All that's coming up in part 2 and part 3 of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and me, Craig. It is the social segment where we go through all of your questions, queries, tweets, nonsense and any other business now these days. But we're going to start, as we always do, with what you've been getting in touch about on Facebook.
Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook page. Facebook/TheGafferTapes.
Facebook/TheGafferTapes. What have we got, Thomas?
We've got a little Facebook from Elliot Jones. He says, with mostly smaller teams playing in blank game week 35 and likely City and Liverpool rotation, is it even worth taking points hits to get players in, as it's likely to be a low scoring game week?
Ashley!
No, I really don't think so. Unless, no, it's not basically. Unless they're going to be, unless it's somebody, I suppose, who would play. The only way I would do it is if it's someone that's going to play on the blank game week and then in the double to come up. There's someone that's got six fixtures.
If I can interject, guys, gentlemen, I would say at this stage, you will regret the points hit you do take rather than the one you don't.
Okay, that's interesting. I like that trail of thought. Well, basically, I've got 5 players playing next week. I've got obviously 1 free transfer, so that's 6. Do I need to bulk it up to a 7? I don't know who to bring in. Because like Elliot said, players like so say I bring in Firmino, is he going to play? Are they going to rest him? Because they've got big boy shit coming up.
That is it. That's the problem.
The thing is, this is the only time where it might be worth it, because you can get a bonus. So if you've got space for...
I haven't got a boner, I don't know.
If you've got space for an Arsenal player, say.
Yeah.
And instead... Say you've got someone who plays for Bournemouth, they've only got 3 fixtures left. But if you took a point hit and brought someone in, say Ramsey, he could play next week and in the double game week.
Do you know what?
So you've sold it to the me. Only ones I would look at.
Aubameyang, innit? It's got to be.
Yeah, I don't even know if I would do it. Well, I'm definitely not going to, because I'm not taking any points hit.
No.
But I think actually that's probably a good idea. So Arsenal, Man City applies to.
Yeah, but you've got to be careful with City. It's about rotation.
You've got to pick the right player. True.
I know. That's the thing. I've got a healthy amount of players playing, but they're Liverpool and City and they could all be duds.
That'd be nice.
Effectively, I could lose the season against Tom next week.
Oh, I'll shut your tits. I think your goddamn tits.
I think Arsenal or a City player, probably okay. If you could pick someone that isn't going to get rotated.
I'll take your advice because about 1,000th in the world.
Yeah, exactly. City. City. You can see. No, no one remember that TV show?
Yeah.
Hello, my City Guys. Rank of...
City Guys. I do remember City Guys. Yeah, and do you know what?
City. You can see why these guys, the street guys, are hard and streetwise.
Oh my God. That was a Peter Engel.
Yes, it was a Peter Engel.
Of course it was a Peter Engel.
USA High. Peter Engel. Save the Bell. Peter Engel. California Dreams.
California Dreams, my particular favourite.
Kind of cool, lead back moves.
Scott and Miller.
Good vibrations.
Guys, whatever this is, I'm going to have to cut it short. I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Don't wake
me up. You've got so far off track.
Wait for me.
And don't wake me up when I'm dreaming.
I love that. I'm going to look that up. I'm going to spend all day
USA
tomorrow.
High. There's loads of them.
I used to like USA High.
But they're all the same plot. They're all the same plot.
Same plot, same characters.
Same episodes.
Similar actors.
Yeah.
Same guy in charge, Big Peter Engel.
Big Peter Engel, P.E.
Sounds like
P.E.
There were lots that were the same, but only one of them had that girl you like in.
Saved by the Bell.
So Kelly Kapowski, absolutely right.
Yes.
Absolutely right. Very good, Ash. Very good. But I hope
I am gonna watch an episode of California Dreams tomorrow.
And City Guy?
Sue me. And City Guy. I'm going to watch the intro to City Guy on my walk home from the studio. Yeah.
So
I tell you that now.
Anyway, I hope that answered your question about...
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, so that's who you should pick in the low-scoring game.
Probably pick either Sly or Miss Dupree from USA High, I would say. That's the people
I would go
for. But thanks, Elliot.
Thanks, mate.
Ash, we've got one more Facebook question.
James Doncaster on Facebook says... this is probably going to apply more to you guys than me, I imagine.
To City guys.
Do you have a special cup at work? And how do you get your special cup back if someone else uses it? For example, the bitch Fiona makes a cup of tea in it and then leaves it. What do you do?
Well, before Tom, because Tom's going to go on a tirade and I can feel it.
Yes.
I want to say that this, possibly, I'm going to go on record and say this might be my favourite question in the 4 years of doing this podcast.
Wow, that's very strong.
I just think it's
a very
great.
Strong thing to say.
But go on, Tom.
Oh, Well, I was going to start by saying Ash obviously doesn't have that problem. He works largely from home. So the only person nicking his cup is his wife. And I'm sure it's her cup as well.
A brilliant anecdote?
Yeah, it's just an anecdote about cups, guys. I've got my own cup at work. I've got two cups of my own. One of them has a picture of my face on it.
So you brought it in, to clarify.
It's not I'm not that kind of person that's like, I'm just bringing in my cup, guys. I've got so many fucking cups at home. Everyone buys me cups. I've got so many novelty cups. I've got an amazing cup that my sister's boyfriend bought me about 3 years ago. And it's like the Arsenal dressing room. And it's got, you can obviously customise it. So there's like, you know, all the Arsenal player shirts there, you know, Welbeck and Wilshere. And then he's got Manahon, which was obviously a classic anecdote from like 3 years ago on the podcast.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I've got all these cups. I get so many cups and they're lovely. But I take a few of them to work and I keep them in my drawer just because I've got too many.
Do you keep them in your drawer?
Yeah, exactly. That's the first one. Keeping them in your drawer is a big thing for me.
Yeah, Jesus get them out. Christ. And then obviously I use them, but then I put them in the dishwasher at the end of the day. I think in the morning it will still be there. Most of the time it is. A couple of times I've seen someone literally drinking out of my fucking face. Obviously, that's ridiculous. Why would you see a cup and go, hang on, well, there's several hundred cups here. There's that one there that says happy 30th birthday, Tom, and a picture of his fucking face on it. I'm mental.
See, this is mental. I've seen someone go across the office and go, that's actually mine.
I have seen someone not even say anything. They've gone up, taken it off, poured it down the sink and walked off of it. I've seen that in my office. And do you know what? I thought, fucking fair play to you, son.
But then on the other hand, you're the cunt who brings in a mug with a face on.
I've got three mugs. I've got a mug with my face on. I've got my customised.
Do you worry that, because you get a lot of mugs as presents, that people think you're boring?
I think they're trying to say something. No, because they're all comedy mugs, aren't they? Like World's Best Lover. Got that one from my mum. World's Best Blowjob, got that from my dad. No, they're all sort of like funny sort of, because they think, you know, what do you buy? It's like for Christmas I get stand-up DVDs every year. Michael McIntyre live, can't stand Michael McIntyre. John Bishop live, John Bishop is the worst stand-up comedian in the fucking world. I've got about eight of his fucking DVDs at home. So everyone's like, Tom's a comedian, he'll like him. I'm a comedian who hates stand-up comedy. Don't buy me fucking stand-up comedy
unless it's on a mug.
And this is on a mug, and then I'd really appreciate it.
A lot of production companies have their own little, like, when you work at the Potato, for instance, there's the Chase mug, or there's a Ninja Warrior mug, and I like to collect them from the different production companies I'm going to. So it is petty theft in a way, because I don't ask.
I've got like beer mats from the FBA's 2015, the FBA's 2016. I've got Arsenal ones. I've got one from when we went to Palace as well. In the box. Yeah, I've got loads of beer, mate. I've got these nice things, but yeah, don't touch them, Fiona, the slut.
I didn't have, my wife has got a couple of mugs. The same as you people have given her, and I didn't have one. But I realise I've got one now that, Jimmy, you're mastering us.
Yeah, Ryan, you're a master.
Yeah, you've got the Teletext score one.
We got a really good mug. Yeah, that mug, I genuinely do use that mug at home.
Yeah.
That's one of the nice ones that I don't take to work, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Unlike the one that your sister's boyfriend got you, that one, that's not a nice stacking
game. Yeah, use it to throw at people.
Yeah, but it's one of them, it's like a little, it's funny in-joke at the time, and then, you know, the joke's dead, so I take it to work. If I make them, maybe I'll tell the Manahon anecdote again, and then I'll bring the mug out. So I'm using it around the office going, oh, do you remember this? Hey! Like that.
Well, there you go. But that's a good question. Thanks, bro.
Yeah, cheers, JD.
I enjoyed that. That's all of our Facebook questions, but obviously we've got some more in a succinct 280 characters on the little part of the social segment that we call...
Tweets for my tweet!
What's happening?
That was a bit more straight than usual. That's a little bit Jamaican.
You got influenced by the urban introduction to Peter Engel's City Guys.
I think that's what it was, yeah.
City Guys.
This guy's got a very... aggressive.
He hasn't
Twitter
tweeted
handle.
Us for ages and ages. He used Death to tweet Squad. Us all the time. Death Squad MUFC tweeted us and says, how do you think Ryan Sessegnon will be positioned and priced if he ends up in official FPL next season? I'm assuming Craig's going to take
this passionate.
One.
I am passionate.
Passionate. Fulham in with the chance of getting promoted, or will he have to go to another team?
No, they are in with, they're fighting for second place with Cardiff for automatic promotion, and if they are in the playoffs, they will be favourites for the playoffs.
I see. Mm.
But he is a phenom. That is the word I'll use.
Did he not recently win some kind of young player award? He won everything. Nominated.
So he won the Apprentice Player of the Year because he still qualifies at 17. He won the Championship Young Player of the Year. He was in Team of the Year. He won everything. He is technically a left back, but he's a very modern left back.
Wow.
And he will be firstly, I think he'll be categorised as a left back. Secondly, I think because he'd be coming up with a promoted club, this is all providing he stays at Fulham, there's every chance he could sign for walk a few hundred yards up the road to Chelsea, quite frankly. Yeah. And I think he'll go in at about 5.5 million, because you can't be more than that, I don't think, as a newly promoted defender. But
has there ever been a newly promoted defender that's come up that expensive? Because they're all around.
Yeah, probably
4.5.
He won't be 4.5. If he's 5, he's an absolute steal. If he's 5, because let me give you some stats, Tom. I know you like
go
stats.
Go for it, mate. Yeah, of course.
So last season, at 16 years old in the Championship, he scored 7 goals from left back.
Wow.
This season, as a still not fully grown 17-year-old, he's currently on 14 goals from left back and only 2 yellow cards. And that's playing the full season thus far. So 14 goals. Obviously, he's not a left back in the Francis Benali mould, but I think he'll be classified as that. But 14 goals. And on top of that, I think he should be... I don't care if you're in the Championship or not, he should be in the England squad. Why not?
Well, oh, definitely.
If he's that in form, absolutely. It shouldn't be down to what team you
this is.
For.
Yeah, this isn't a question of a guy who like, oh, is he going to make it? He's going to make it. He's going to be an England player. So why are we hanging about? He's got 21 goals in his professional career as a 17-year-old left back.
Fucking hell!
Like what? 17? What are we ridiculous. Waiting on?
God, 17 was the best year of my life. I was up to so much shit at 17.
It was incredible. You know, he's going to obviously not going to get picked for England. Then he'll move to Tottenham and immediately get an England call.
Well, this is it. That's the point, Ash. Like, the only difference between him playing in the Premier League and not is they could get promoted. There's not that much difference. Yeah. You could say Fulham are a better side than West Brom, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Right now. And yet Jake Livermore's in an England squad. So why on earth isn't a 14 goals a season? He has more goals than most of our strikers. He has more goals than Glenn Murray does this season. He has more goals than Jay Rodriguez, than Danny Welbeck has this season. Like,
so,
well, but people would argue that it's not in the Premier League.
It's not, but it's just, I just
it's
think...
It's like for like, isn't it?
We're too stuck on
the
position. Like, I just think it's a bit odd. Like, I don't understand why you wouldn't call him up. And he may not play, but take him.
So we were talking a few weeks ago about him, and I said, I hope he doesn't move till he's like 23, 24. Yeah, yeah. But do you think he'll go to like Liverpool or Chelsea or someone in the summer?
I could see why he might go to
if
Chelsea.
If they don't go up,
I think
will
he'd
he
be
move?
Alone. Yeah, if they don't go up, I could see they'll be tempted because of the money. But they might get a buy him to loan back situation, I hope. Mm. But I hope Fulham go up because I want to see Ryan Sessegnon in the Premier League. But I, like you, I want to see him in the Premier League for Fulham because I want to see how he's going to do assists and goals wise as an 18-year-old in the Premier League for a side that are going to find it tough. And no, he's not going to score 14 by April, but he doesn't need to. Like, I just think if he's that impressive, fuck it, call him up. And he might watch on as Danny Rose or someone plays, but there's no harm taking him.
No, yeah.
So we are safe to say that if he does go up, he's going to be in your FPL team next season.
Well, it depends, because he might get priced, because he's such a ridiculous sort of anomaly, he might be priced at 5.5 for a new defender. But yeah, I think he'll be in a lot of squads. He will be Dickhead Kevin at Work's secret tip next season that everyone already knows about.
I think the problem with him will be, say he has a really good season and scores as many goals as the Crystal Palace guy, Mijailovic.
Yeah. Milivojevic, yeah.
Milivojevic.
The Welsh lad, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Even if he scores, like, say, not 7 or 9 goals, which would be amazing.
Not 8, though.
As a left back, yeah.
He won't score 8. 7 or 9, but it won't be 8.
Will
I can guarantee
he
that.
Keep many clean sheets? So then will he actually be much value?
Well, that's it. So they might, you know, they might well concede. It'd be interesting to look, actually, at their how their defence has been in the Championship. I might have a quick glance as we chat. Because when Middlesbrough got promoted, I remember saying that they keep a lot of clean sheets and they're quite boring. And I remember we made the joke for the whole season.
Oh, yeah.
All they did was draw 0-0 or lose 1-0.
Yeah, yeah.
And so everyone was getting Gibson.
Yeah, Gibson, yeah. George Friend for a little while. Gibson.
That was last year, wasn't it? Fucking hell.
Yeah, so even though they were rubbish and weren't winning games, they were drawing quite a few games 0-0, so they might have been worth it. Just looking now, though, Fulham, it's kind of average. 40, it's not exceptionally low. They've conceded 42, so yeah, they're going to come under fire in the Premier League, I think, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
you know, if you're that good at left back.
Well, if he goes to, like, Liverpool plays, or someone that hasn't got brilliant full backs.
Yeah, well, Liverpool's the one club he won't go to at the moment because obviously Andrew Robertson's been brilliant. But
True.
But it is, yeah, there's he could go any of those. Like, there's a lot of clubs he could go to, but I really hope he stays. But
yeah,
answer, I reckon 5.5, class as a defender. Let's see how right I am. I don't know.
Lovely.
What do I know?
Craig, do you want to read one out from Gary Bundy, the top one there?
Ted Bundy! Yeah.
Bundy's.
So Bundy said, is Lukaku the biggest fantasy football letdown of the season? Kane has let me down more than anyone in the weeks I've captained him, but Lukaku should be a points monster against the lower end teams.
Yeah. Well, I was shocked at how many goals he scored compared to when I saw Lacazette. Lacazette scored 11. When I was like, how many has Lukaku scored? And forgive me if I'm wrong, but I think he's on about 13...
15 Premier League goals.
15. So he's only scored four more goals than Lacazette.
Yeah, that is bizarre, that.
Four more goals than Lacazette!
He's still...
Holy shit.
He's still got, like... Well, I don't know. He's still got, like, quite a lot of points. Maybe not for an 11.6 million.
That's it.
But, I mean, he's only, like... He's got 11 points less than Aguero.
Is that it?
Yeah. Bearing in mind... Well,
but then Aguero hasn't had the best season ever, really.
But, I mean, I guess still, if you were to compare to previous years, what do you think... He is because obviously he's had some big seasons playing for Everton and West Brom. How do you think he compares to previous seasons against himself?
Yeah, well, he started off strong, didn't he? He started off and everyone was like, "Oh, he's the must have. He's the boy. He's the talk of the town.
He's only had one season where he's done better.
But that's it.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like last season, he absolutely smashed it, didn't he?
But goals wise, he must have scored a lot more than 15 goals.
He's never, basically.
This was a quiz question the other week, wasn't it? He scored last week.
I'm guessing Ash is looking at the same thing I am. He got 25 goals last season and 18 the season before, but he's on 155 points currently. So he's actually, if he didn't score another point now, then he would have had his second worst season fantasy football wise. But obviously, he will score a few more.
So if he scores a couple more, it's going to be either distinctly average. I think it's like three more. It's going to be almost his best season.
But it should be his best season. He's playing in front of the best midfield and the best players around him he's ever played for.
But, so, a lot of talk in, or rather on social media today about how all these United players are getting dropped for their next game. Sanchez being one, everyone's saying he's just fucking falling to pieces. He's fucking dog shit.
Yeah.
Like, what has happened with Sanchez?
I would argue that Sanchez...
Is it Mourinho just ruining players, people saying. Just ruining players, making players, you know, these attacking players like Lukaku, like Sanchez, just, you know, play like fucking holding midfielders.
I would say that surely Sanchez is the biggest disappointment of the FPL season.
But then again, it's another one.
Yeah, like that's true.
Sanchez, his stats are almost identical to Mane's this season. Mm. Mane hasn't set the world alight.
No.
But Mane was... I suppose Sanchez was out for a lot of games.
Yeah, but so you think about it. Like, Mane's obviously like the one who's impressed least out of the front three he's in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
United are further ahead than them in the league, and Sanchez's stats are like the same, basically.
Yeah, but he's done most of that at Arsenal.
But I mean, it's still the same, isn't it? We're not talking about
for the season. Yeah, yeah.
Mane's missed a lot more games than Sanchez, but
he must have done. Yeah, Mane missed a lot.
But I know what you mean. They do get a lot
in that front.
But
three,
Sanchez, I think it's more let down if you take value for money into account. Then that's what makes Sanchez and Lukaku so much more of a disappointment than those two.
That's the thing. Yeah,
but good question, Bunders.
Yeah, Buntingtons, lovely stuff.
I'll tell you who is the biggest letdown.
Go on.
Morata.
Yeah.
Because he has really
jumped off.
And then he hasn't even got good points.
No.
Because he's on 116 for the season.
Yeah.
And he started really strong.
At one point, he was so strong. And I remember saying on this podcast that he was the only dead cert informed striker.
Yeah, because they got
no one else was. He was the only one scoring every week for a good month or so.
Yeah.
No one else is doing it. Kane wasn't. Lukaku wasn't, Vardy wasn't. We were like, Morata.
It was August, wasn't it? Kane doesn't score in August.
I think he was your tip of the season.
No, I don't think so. But I mean, it would have been a good tip.
No, it was. You tipped Morata. I said Milivojevic, and Tom said...
I said Salah. I went, that little Egyptian geezer, what's his name? You went, Salah? Wouldn't have thought so. I went, yeah, watch him. Thanks very much for your tweets. And it is time, obviously, for... It's everyone's favourite. It really is the talk of the town now. Go on.
Thought of another one.
Keyed it all up then.
Oh, sorry.
Another
Jesus
what?
As well.
Jesus.
So coming into the start of the season, Morata and Jesus was in everybody's team.
Yeah. But he did get injured, but then...
Stop bringing down the vibe, Ash.
Yeah, stop bringing down the vibe. Talk about Jesus and stuff. God, you're just like my primary teacher. I was saying. Just like my priest.
That worked. His worked.
Just like, yeah, something like that. Delete as appropriate, please. Yeah, it's time for any other business. And, lads, breaking news. That's the fourth piece of breaking news tonight. We've got a jingle.
Oh?
What?
This isn't a Cockaniki Sue.
Thank
this
Christ.
This is a real jingle Lord. From overseas. Check this bad boy out.
Come on.
Is that the most professional thing that has ever happened on the Gaffer Tate's Fantasy Football Podcast?
Yeah, since you said, what's his tits?
Since I said, what's his tits? Although we did have Nicola McCarthy on, and she was an incredibly professional sports reporter. But other than that, yeah, very much so. That jingle was from fellow podcaster over at Shirts versus Skins FPL, Will Wilson, our mates across
Stateside.
The pond.
Yeah.
Yeah, love those boys.
I've always liked Shirts versus Skins as a name. I think it's quite a cool name.
Yeah, well, we've always liked them as a podcast and as lads. He referred to himself as an avid fan of the podcast, which is nice. Yeah, we love those boys over there. Really nice. They're like the only people that we like. No, we like them all. They're all good lads. But they particularly, yeah. Shirts versus Skins.
Did I remember listening to their first ever podcast, I think it was. And the first 5 minutes, they had a feature just which was called WTF, and it was just the weirdest shit they had seen that week. And I was like, I can get on board with this.
Yeah.
It seems all right, these lads.
They're good guys.
Good guys.
Yes, we got... anyone want to do them? Well, we got a tweet from Goose.
Goose?
Literally talking about what we talked about last week. We were talking and we said something about Salah being 60 mil.
So I said, when they signed Salah,
when
Salah played for Chelsea, I said he was really good. Mm. Didn't understand why nobody liked him. Then they sold him. Then when I heard Liverpool brought him back, I was like, that's amazing. He's awesome. And everyone was like, yeah, but he's a total waste of money. And I was like, well, 60 million is a lot of money. I get it, but he's good. He pointed out he was fucking 36.
He was 36, yeah.
That
he
is
says
mental.
Goosey.
Because I said last week I didn't think he would go to Madrid because they had only just brought him for 60.
That's right. He says Salah was actually 36 mil, not 60. Bargain.
Yeah.
It was. It was their Goose. Record fee just above Carroll's. I think in Euros it was 42 rising to 50. So in the current climate, that is an absolute bargain.
Wow.
That's crazy. But that is literally what any other business is for. And that's what it started out as, just pointing out when we're wrong.
Which is why it gets longer every week.
Schlonger. We got a tweet from Adam Race, official gaffer answer.
Racist!
Raisins! California Raisins! He said, he tweeted us a picture of him and it is ridiculous. You need to
it
go
is
to
ridiculous.
The gaffer tapes on Twitter. It's unbelievable. He says, I'm just out here in my villa in Bali wearing my gaffer's stash, thinking about my free hit. Who should I put in goal? No City, no Liverpool. I'm maxed out. Obviously, I don't think that's an actual question. He just wanted to tweet us a picture of him in Bali by probably the most beautiful...
Yeah.
In probably the most beautiful location I've ever seen.
He sat on a decking that's overhanging his own private pool with the jungle in the background.
There's wicker above him. He's got his Gaffer Tapes t-shirt on, which is the main thing. Go to gaffertapes.com/shop. But yeah, it looks amazing. So I don't think he actually is answering this question.
Off,
that's why I put it in this section and not a Twitter question, because I just think he's just pretending to look at his laptop.
Yeah.
It's not even plugged in.
He's like one of those people that hang out at the Hoxton Hotel on their Macs. He's got a picture of him on his Mac there. They're like, oh, I'm a business person. I'm doing business things.
Oh, mate, or in Costa Coffee, people pretend they're writers. There's a little Family Guy sketch about that that's so good. It's like, hey, I'm a writer. I'm just here writing. I'm having coffee and I'm writing. I'm a writer too. Can I watch you write? Yeah, I'm writing. That's so fucking true. It's comedians tweeting pictures of themselves in Costa. Yeah, just trying to get this Edinburgh show down. Fuck off, you cunt.
Yeah.
And it's always if you walk past, they're like, I'm actually on the BBC website now.
Yeah.
But normally, I was just...
I know what you mean. And I'm sat in there playing Football Manager in the coffee shop thinking, I know you're playing Football Manager because I'm also playing Football Manager.
Yeah,
so
we're
you're
playing
not
against
writing.
Each other, which is
the
weird.
Comedians do that time. They'll be like, oh, just going for a writing sesh with fellow comedian at whatever at Starbucks. Well, they won't say Starbucks because that's not cool. But Tom and I did those sessions in the pub. You don't write anything, mate.
You don't know anything. One time, I didn't even bother bringing a laptop. You bought a laptop, fair play. So we ended up getting so drunk, I felt we were both so depressed for about a week afterwards. We just got hammered. We tried though. At one point you even got the laptop out and put it on the table.
Yeah, yeah. Table was wonky, wasn't it?
It was very.
Got the laptop out, put it under. It was fine. That was all happened.
Yeah, stupid.
Yeah, bastards. A lot of them.
Drinking's better though, isn't it, than success? That's what I keep telling myself. Finally, just for this bit, Kegger. We got a tweet from FPL Kegger, who hasn't tweeted us for ages and ages and ages.
Long time listener.
Yeah, long time listener. Like series one.
The Kegatron.
He said, "Everyone stop what you're doing and please help me. What would you buy your mother for her 60th birthday?" We never asked him how late he'd left it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, she's 63.
10 minutes. Yeah. She's 63. Yeah, retirement age, 65.
Or maybe she's like 48 and he's like really...
Yeah. Like, I just really need to plan ahead. 12 years in advance. There wasn't many. There was a couple of stupid suggestions. And then Mark Edworthy, Buffering 007, said safe option, flowers. Risky, ornament or carriage clock. And depraved 12-inch double-ended black mamba dildo. Choose which suits your personality.
Nice,
and I quite like that. 12-inch double-ended. Do you want to talk about dildos, Ash?
I thought it was quite good that when I read this that it said 12-inch double-ended black, and then I just assumed it was going to end there. And then he put mamba dildo, so he obviously knows that he had a specific brand in mind.
Black mamba is that a brand? Is it?
I'm assuming.
Well,
so,
it's a snake.
Well, no, I know it's a snake, like a black mamba, but is that the brand, like Black Mamba dildos? Or
don't know.
Just anything that's like a big black dildo is referred to by the dildo community. Yeah. Is there a dildo community?
I don't know.
Is it like the FPL community on Twitter? Do they all tweet each other and go, FF?
Yeah, it's less. It can't be as
dildo,
annoying as that.
Dildo Gary, Dildo Barry, Dildo General, FF.
Hi guys, it's FPL Black Mamba Dildo here. I'm part of both the FPL community and the dildo community.
Yeah, you can actually be part of both, guys. Yeah. One, you get fucked regularly, and the other one is bloody dildos. FPL jokes.
Hashtag FPL jokes. It's the double-ended game week.
Hey. That's what we're calling the episode, the double-ended game week. I'm writing that down.
But happy 60th birthday to Kegger's mum, which is always good to
Julie
chat
Julie Kegger,
about.
I think. Yeah. Kegger.
Don't get her a carriage clock. They haven't existed for a good 20 years, I don't think, so don't get them. But good to know, because my mum's not 60 yet, so let me know what you got her. But that was any other business. Remember, you can get in touch about anything we've said that is wrong, which is no doubt a lot in part one normally. Email us, info@thegaffertapes.com. You can tweet us, @thegaffertapes, to let us know how you got on. Any questions that we may or may not answer, and just any other business, as the new jingle says so. Thanks very much to the guys at Shirts vs. Skins FPL. But coming up in part three, we're going to have a look ahead at the blank game week, which could be the make or break for your season, and also have the latest installment of Tom versus Ash in the quiz, which is kind of, it revolves around two men who are competing, and I'm not talking about Tom and Ash. All that's coming up in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the final part of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash, Tom and me, Craig. The game week obviously is ongoing, as we said. There's still three fixtures left after Brighton drew with Spurs earlier. Bonus points going to Gross and Kane as the top two. Lovely stuff. Good news, Tom.
Yeah, not great. Not dubious. Great,
but the game week ahead, 35, is just as important. No games is as important as double games, guys. Mm-hmm. We've got West Brom at home to Liverpool after they cause an upset against Man U. They'll be looking to do it with Liverpool half an eye, or completely both eyes, actually, on the Champions League semi-final. Watford at home to Palace. That makes up possibly the most miserable Saturday in Premier League history.
It is a bit miserable.
And then Sunday, it's Arsenal, West Ham, Stoke, Burnley, Man City, Swansea, and Everton, Newcastle. And I guess the big story of this game week is how are City and Liverpool going to play all their players against two teams, West Brom and Swansea, who are desperate to survive?
Well, so granted that City you know, have won the league, but they haven't got anything else to play for. So surely he's still going to want to stick out his best players, because, you know, the big players would be sat there thinking, oh, I want a bit of this, I'll get some fucking goals.
I guess the players who, it's difficult because they're probably already all nailed on, but the players who are fringe World Cup players.
Yeah.
Are really only people left to play for, aren't they?
Players with fringes. That's Ash likes that almost as much as he likes players with brothers.
I love players with fringes. But Nicky Barmby, he was lovely.
He had a great little fringe, Nicky Barmby.
He had
Barmby.
A lovely fringe.
But I don't know.
Andre Arshavin.
Yes. Oh, I used to love his fringe.
I don't know if many of the Man City players are going to be on the fringes of their team. Don't start talking about fringes.
I'm going to say John Stones to you. Is he fringe? Is he England fringe? He's or is he very in there?
He's England in, I would say.
England in.
Yeah, I think
so. It's like Brexit, isn't it? England in or England fringe? Yeah. Good idea for a quiz next week.
But you wouldn't really pick him anyway. I don't know if they're front players.
I still think Hacksaw Gundogan is a great shout at 5.3 million.
He might play. I'm avoiding him like the plague from now on.
Really?
Yeah, my little tip, Tommy's, put the tip in. I think I'm going to go, because I want to sound really, really intelligent, I'm going to go Danny Ings.
Mental.
What? It is mental, because, now, I didn't do my research, could have done it, didn't want to. Did he not play the other day for a little bit and done a goal?
He's got fleeting minutes. He didn't get a goal, I think. He's got fleeting minutes. But I still think, going forward, bearing in mind Ings' future probably lies away from Liverpool, I think Dominic Solanke's going to play before he will.
Do you think he's going to be? Because I think they're going to rest, because they're going to take it as, you know, we'll put a half-cut half-time.
Yeah.
We'll put a half-cut team out against West Brom.
Yeah.
And we'll probably beat them. See how we're doing at half-time,
maybe. Liverpool are in the unusual situation. They've actually got their top four pretty much locked down before this, and they've got the Champions League semi-final.
They've nailed it. When is the Champions League game?
It's the week after. It's obviously not the week coming week after, isn't it?
Oh, okay. So maybe.
But
they're still going to protect a few players.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe. Especially as a couple of them aren't long back from fitness anyway. Like, Salah had a knock, didn't he, and was out for a little bit. Like,
but then Salah, I think, is still probably going to want to break his all-time.
I think he's going to get 20 minutes at the end and he's definitely going to score. Simple as that. If you've got Salah, fucking keep holding
him. I think they'll still play a strong team, you know. I don't think...
I didn't realise. I thought it was like...
Like, if it's still 10 days till the game, I think they'll want to keep their players fit.
It's that balance between resting players and losing momentum, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it'd be mental for them to...
They'll dip in and out, I believe. I think they'll dip in and out. But then you never know how West Brom are going to play. West Brom beat United.
I think Liverpool will play their strong team and then rest players later in the game.
And I do think of that game week, the form team with players scoring points, it looks Newcastle. Whether it's Jonjo Shelvey or Matt Ritchie or Ozzy Perez or Yedlin, there's players there that will get points. They're playing well and getting points and they could finish 8th or 9th.
Same with Palace.
Zaha, I mean... Like, you know, Palace Watford, Wilfred Zaha's on fire.
Yeah.
So difficult to tell, isn't it?
So difficult. I guess it's very difficult.
I guess this game...
Can I ask what you boys are doing for your little tip of the weeks?
Well, I don't know. We'll know...
I've gone Danny Ings and I regret it instantly.
Too late, you said it.
If he scores a goal, I'm going to look like the biggest FPL, hashtag FPL genius ever.
Yeah. Hashtag FPL fringe.
Myself FPL.
I've struggled, I'll be honest, because for a lot of this conversation I've been thinking of what quizzes I could have done to do with players' fringes.
Ha!
I know, I have.
Fringe drinking. I don't know.
When are Man City playing again?
What?
Tomorrow or Thursday?
City are playing Thursday.
Thursday.
What, City? City aren't playing again in this game week?
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
No, they're not.
Breaking news. Breaking news number six.
That one is not breaking news.
No.
It's not breach. I think Newcastle Palace, like Ash said, so a Wilf Zaha, an Iosi Perez, or a Matt Ritchie.
Yeah, take a 4-point hit for Zaha, maybe, to free up some money.
Yeah, says Tom, hoping Craig does it and loses four points. Nice one.
Lose 4 points, bitch.
Sure.
Lovely stuff.
Do you want a quiz?
I still think...
Yeah,
I
really want a quiz, mate. Really want a quiz.
I'm going to go Sterling.
You're going Sterling?
I think he's due.
Are we allowed to give Sterling as well?
It shouldn't just be mental...
Tom makes up his own rules, Ash.
Yes.
A little bit obvious. I see. A bit obvious.
Yeah. I mean, just because you've gone for Danny Ings, would you not like to pick a guy who's played 17 minutes all season, Ash?
Can I say that if Danny Ings scores more points than Raheem Sterling this week?
Yeah. It's one of those weird situations where even if that happens, you were still wrong.
Correct.
Negative.
Yes.
It's just
true. So you're advising that people bring Danny Ings into their team?
No, I'm just saying he's Tommy's tip of the week.
Yeah, but
that means you're advising it.
Yeah. No, it's not just name a random player.
Now
did you? I might
bring him in. If I was Craig and I was chasing, I'd bring him in.
No, you fucking wouldn't.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not saying that you should. You know, do it.
You should do it. It's called Tommy's Tip of the Week. So really what's happened is we've misunderstood it. What it is randomly name a player.
Just say so in case it works.
That's played, that's low value. So it's like every 3 weeks.
No.
Wait a minute. Callum
Wilson. Last time Liverpool were resting players, they played Ings. And he must have got an assist. He did something. And I was like, oh, he did a little something. Maybe they'll do it this time.
But you're doing that
and
thing.
Because when I think things in my head, I then have to say them. Otherwise, they get trapped. And then they torment me.
Mate, it's just water off a duck's tits, isn't it?
It is water off a duck's tits.
Water off a duck's tits. But we'll move on to the quiz. It is Ash 17, Tom 15, with only a few weeks to go. It is very close. It's very much like the relegation fight and not like the title. 17-15. And we've been talking a lot in the press. I say we haven't. We're not part of the press. About the PFA Player of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And it's a big battle. There's a lot of people debating whether it's going to be De Bruyne or whether it's going to be Salah. People are very split.
Or Danny Ings.
Or Danny Ings has been in there because those 17 minutes were very, very good. But there has been a bit of a divide on whether it's going to be De Bruyne, is it going to be Salah? Tom, do you think it's going to be Salah or De Bruyne? Ash, do you think it's going to be Salah or De Bruyne? Good opinions. Thanks for input. And I'm going to say PFA, more like PFA.
Okay. Okay.
So
I'm with you.
It's a very loose title. Basically, you're going to get to score points by looking back through the previous years of PFA Player of the Year.
For fuck's sake. Good.
Oh, Ash is happy. So what's going to happen is...
Can I just ask you again what the name of the quiz is? PFA more like PF...
Eh?
Hey, I thought you said pay. And you were going to ask us like who earned more.
No,
Salah,
no, inquisitive.
Okay, I thought... Oh, yeah. PFA or P-A-Y-E. You have to work out.
Who pays more tax? That's a good idea.
That's a great
definitely
game.
Not Glenn Murray. Hey, Glenn Murray. Let me go fucking in. Satire.
Bad thing is I was going to make a Gary Barlow joke and yours is way more relevant.
Definitely.
But yeah,
I nearly did a Jimmy Carter.
Year by year, Ash will get to choose as being in the lead whether he goes for the first year and works backward. I'll explain in a minute. There has obviously been a PFA Player of the Year for the last year and we've gone back as far as 10, okay? Now you're going to get three chances to guess each time. First, you're just going to get told what position they played. If you get it off that, 3 points. Then you're going to get told the club that they were playing for when they won it. 2 points. God. Then you're going to get the nationality, 1 point. If you don't get it at all, 0 points.
So we just have to guess who it is. So can I ask, sorry, just very quickly, we should do this shit off air. When you say back 10 years or back to 2010?
10 years.
Good.
Now, and are we starting 10 years ago?
We're going to start most recently and Ash is going to get the chance to play first or pass first.
You said this year, you mean 2017, yeah?
Well, this year hasn't been announced yet. That was the whole point. We don't know if it's going to be De Bruyne or Salah.
Just saying.
I'll pass.
So you're going to let Tom go first and do the 2016-17 season, and then we'll alternate the way back, right?
Yeah, sure.
Because Ash thinks he knows the season before.
Oh,
perfect.
God, I can't remember the season.
Now, just to let you know, this doesn't pass if Tom gets it wrong. There isn't a point available for Ash. So the 2016-17 season, Tom, I can tell you that the player played as a midfielder, if you'd like to hazard a guess.
That wasn't a little thing, was it? Oh, if you'd like to hazard, I guess. Oh, God. I'm trying to think. So who won it? Oh, it was Kante.
It was Kante. 3 points.
Oh, because I said hazard and then I got it. Boom. No, I'm writing down.
3 points. I thought that was weirdly forgettable.
Wow.
Well, I just thought who won the league.
Well, that's what you're going to get. So 3 points for Tom. Question two. The 2015-16 season, Ash, also classed as a midfielder.
I have literally no idea about this ever. Okay, Mahrez?
It is Mahrez. 3 points to Ash.
Well done. Great shout.
Okay, so the 2014-15 season, Tom was a midfielder.
14-15. Who won it? Oh, 14-15 must have been. Does it pass over? Sorry.
No, yeah. It doesn't.
It doesn't, so I can talk out loud.
Yeah, although so obviously 14, if you 15. Get the, you can if you guess and get it wrong, you then get the second clue for 2 points.
Ah, was it Yaya Toure?
Incorrect.
Oh,
He played for Chelsea for 2 points.
Is it Hazard?
It was Hazard for 2 points, so 5 points
right,
for Tom.
I'm happy with that. Come on, Tom.
Okay, the 2013-14 season, Ash.
Yeah.
Was classed. These are their classifications on FPL, by the way.
Yeah.
Was a striker.
Oh. Fuck. I thought, I'm not guessing this, I'm just speaking out loud. I thought it was going to be Sanchez, to be honest, and I thought he was going to be a midfielder. I'll go Aguero.
Incorrect. He played for Liverpool.
Suarez.
Indeed, 2 points. So it's five apiece. That is nice. This is all going quite well.
That's the name of our 90s boy band as well, wasn't it?
Five apiece. Yeah. C-R-T-Y. You can't know. Sorry. The 2012-13 season classed as a midfielder.
I'm going to go Yaya Toure.
That's incorrect. He played for Tottenham.
12-13. Oh, Gareth Bale.
Gareth Bale it was. So 2 more points. Wow. Tommy's on 7.
Good to me.
Oh, we're going well back.
The 2011-12 season, Ash.
Yeah.
He was classed as a striker.
2011-12.
Gets very tricky now. I couldn't tell you won the league in these
where
years.
Where I was at yeah. that point.
Where I was.
Where I was in my life.
I was in Barnstable.
I was going to Arsenal a lot in 11-12.
God, I can't even think who were good then.
Yeah, it's a toughie. I'd be impressed if any of you got 3 points back on these ones going back.
Yeah, it's difficult as well because it's like...
I'm really happy with my quizzing ability. 4 beers is obviously the prime quiz amount of beer.
What year was it again, sorry?
11-12.
Oh, I'm struggling here to even think of a footballer.
Just say Danny Ings if you...
Aguero. Don't know.
Incorrect. He played for Arsenal.
Fuck, played for Arsenal then?
Yeah.
I don't know. Can't be Henri, can it?
No, it was not. And he is Dutch.
Oh, when the crowd say, oh, select a guy, isn't it?
Yeah.
RVP?
Yes, RVP.
Yeah.
So that's 6-7-6.
Damn.
Yeah.
The 2010-11 season, Tom, this player was classed as a midfielder.
10-11. Cast our minds back. 10-11. The 2010-11 season. Do you know what?
So
it's one of them where you just can't even start guessing. Midfielder, 10-11. Oh, shit, the bed. 2010, how old was I? 24. I was young. I was just up to, you know, all the stuff.
My nuts and guts.
Run around the town. 2010. Oh, fucking hell. It's one of them where you don't even have a jumping off point. 2010-11.
Before your comedy career kicked off, you were just a...
It's roughly when we met.
Yeah, just a day-to-day radiator repair person.
It was around
the
time we met, wasn't it?
It was around the time we met.
I don't want to say it because I don't want it... Basically, there's someone I don't want to say because I don't want to kickstart... I don't want to bring him up for the Nash to...
Well, it depends if you think he could get you 3 points
later. I think it was too late. Oh, I'm going to say it. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Incorrect.
Bollocks.
This player played for Tottenham Hotspur.
Midfielder for Tottenham. It's not Bale again, is it?
It is Gareth Bale again.
Ah, yes, please.
So it's 9-6.
Ooh.
Ash, 2009-2010, this player was classed as a striker.
How's the fucking striker? Van Persie again.
Incorrect. He played for Man United.
Oh, what? Ronaldo? No, because he wouldn't be a striker.
You said Ronaldo.
I think that was your guess. And
I took it back.
I don't think you can take it back. And he is English.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah, Rooney.
It is Rooney, yeah. So it's 9-7.
Don't listen to Tom as well, for fuck's sake.
I wasn't. It was a guess. It wasn't a pondering. It was a guess.
Up his own mind.
Okay. 2008-2009, Tom. It's 9-7 to Tom. 3 points would win it. This player was classed as a midfielder.
I'm definitely going Cristiano Ronaldo this time because I know that 2008-2009, I think, was the season he scored 31 goals.
Incorrect.
Oh, you slut! Go on.
This player played for Manchester United.
A midfielder that's not Ronaldo that played for United.
What?
This would also still win it for you, remember?
Oh, fuck. Who played for United? 2008-2009? Oh, is he going to be the tail end? No, it's not going to be the tail end of... Oh, no, I just had something then. Something came up and it went back down.
That'd be the 4 beers.
Yeah. Is it going to be? Fuck. I'm wrong. Am I wrong?
Was Busby cast as a midfielder?
I'm wrong. I think I'm wrong. Yeah, I'm wrong. Come on. Who was it? I'm going to say Paul Scholes. It's not going to be Paul Scholes.
Incorrect. And the last clue is this player was Welsh.
Oh, Giggs.
It is Giggs. Giggsy.
Really? 2008, 2009?
Yeah. It's when he robbed everyone of the BBC Sports Personality of the Year for some reason. So this means Ash needs the 3 points to draw level.
Oh, fuck.
So, Ash.
Yeah.
The 2007-2008 season.
Well, it's either going to be one of two people.
As, in the game, a midfielder.
It's either going to be one of three people. It's either going to be Lampard, Gerrard, or Ronaldo. So I'm going to go, because Tom keeps saying it, so if he's right, he'll piss him off, Cristiano Ronaldo.
I can tell you that one of those three names is correct.
Oh,
gotta be.
And I can tell you,
gotta be,
that it was Cristiano Ronaldo.
Had to be, because I was thinking if he didn't score that 31 goals in that season, he must have been 7-8.
Are you upset, Tommy?
Little bit.
Little bit, mate. Little bit upset. Well, obviously that means it's a tiebreaker dramatically.
Oh shit! Oh. It's a tiebreaker. I can't believe it.
It is a tiebreaker, and it
can
is.
Can I just
about...
say I've bloody loved this quiz. This has been my favourite quiz.
It is about our man Ronaldo. So, in his Man United career, Cristiano Ronaldo made. I want to get my make sure I've got this all right. He
Go on Google, just put it in your notes.
He made.
You're the only one that's ever seen
a cheating
in the history of this quiz.
It's a joke.
It's going to be nice. Is there arguments going on here?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, he made 196 league appearances for Manchester United. I want to know how many goals he scored in that 196 appearances.
Fuck. I didn't realize he played that many games.
That's his league games, yeah. I haven't gone total. That's his league games. 196 league appearances for Man United. How many goals did he score in that time? So obviously once you've both written down a number and you're both happy with that.
So that's just league appearances?
Just league appearances, yeah. How many league goals? And this is 17-15 to Ash. So this will make it either 17-16 or 18-15.
Just for anyone at home, Ash is counting on his fingers, which could take a while.
Second fact, oh. Ash only has 8 fingers. That is a weird weird fact. Right, have we both got an answer?
Yeah, I've got an answer, mate. Yeah. Oh, I can't.
Ash, you got an answer?
Pop into Google. How many goals did...
Yeah, my answer's like way out.
Okay.
Yeah, I think mine is.
Tom, what was your answer?
I know his goal-scoring record is ridiculous for Madrid. It's literally like, I think it's actually over a goal a game, but yeah. I'm guessing at United it was less. So I'm going 196 games, I'm going 98 goals.
Okay, and Ash?
I've gone so far out. In my one, he would have to score like 30 goals every game. I've got 140, which is so far out.
You might be closer.
No.
So Ash has gone for 140 and 196, and Tom's gone for 98 and 196. Yeah. I can tell you that Ronaldo's record was 196 appearances and 84 goals. So Tom was 14 out. Nice. So it's 17-16 to Ash in the quiz.
Yes.
That's a very dramatic quiz, that.
I went 102.
That was good.
I went 102 and then I crossed
out. Oh, shit. And I originally had 90.
Did you?
Oh, and then right at the end, I was like...
Craig, that was a brilliant quiz. And not just because I won. That's 17-16 now.
Yeah.
That's close.
You've gained some honour after the shambles of last week.
Yeah. Last week's quiz was brilliant. Double game this week.
Last week's quiz was brilliant. Amazing.
Last week's was an abortion.
No, last week's was fantastic. I love that.
Well, next week it's double game FPA.
Double game Black Mamba.
That is not... Next week's Tom and Ash will be connected by a Black Mamba.
Imagine that, double ender. Just who's stronger?
The human centipedia. I don't know what it is, but it's fine. Yeah, good note to end on, isn't it? So 17-16 to Ash in that. Obviously, we're still halfway through the double game week. Let us know how you got on. Tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. Email us info@thegaffertapes.com as we finish the double game week and head into the much less dramatic blank game week with a rubbish Saturday of fixtures, but still hashtag balls and send us your teams anyway for the week as we get towards the end of the season. But yeah, that's all we got time for.
Get us on Facebook, get on the old comp. We've got a little competition running.
We have, for like 70 quid's worth of Zippo goods.
Get on Twitter. It's our pinned tweet on Twitter and it's on Facebook as well. And just send us a bloody email info@gaffertapes.com. Send us a little bit of any other business. Send us a jingle. Send us nudes.
It's been such a long time since someone sent us the pin number on their dick.
It has been ages. Nice. It's not even a thing anymore. I can't even remember what a pin number is. It's irrelevant.
It's disappointing the last time I saw a dick.
Yeah. Spray paint the gaffer tapes on your knob if it's massive.
Yeah.
Get it over. Send it over. Cheers.
But that is all we've got time for. So thanks very much for listening. And goodbye.